studio. Seriously, seriously. I'm so happy to be here. Do you know, listeners, communities, builders, homeowners, forest managers, authorities can reduce the likelihood and impact of wildfires? As I said, it's only getting hotter. I'm so happy to bring Agent M's from SMK Taman Bunga Raya. Hello. Hello. So let me quickly introduce. We have Cikgu Khalida, we have Alif, we have Putri, we have Aziz, and we have Aiman. Thank you so much for being here. So listeners might be wondering, what? Why the host keep talking, it's getting hotter, right? So can I please have one of you to quickly tell our listeners what you're working on?
What is our we're working on is TWAPS, that the system that work as an early prevention for wildfire by detecting the increase of temperature and carbon dioxide gas, and followed by sending an alert to nearby forest and fire department. At the same time, it will sprinkle water to moist the soil and lower the temperature to prevent fire.
Wow. I can't help but to be impressed. I believe the listeners out there feel the same way. So in a way, it's all in one solution. Can we say that it's all in one solution in a way? So I'm really curious to know. I can see from your Instagram page, right? You went out there really gathering data. And then I believe also testing your prototype. Okay, a shout out. I think you really capture those pictures well. I would like to know, maybe one of you, right, could tell, do you face any challenges that being out there in the hot, right, under the sun? What would you say the biggest challenge? What would it be? Would it be like being out there, or is there more any challenging obstacles you face as a team?
Okay, so we did actually facing some problems while doing our prototype. Some of them, like at first, we don't really have enough material to finish our prototype. We also have some error with coding. We also here have a really, really bad connection. Like when we doing like virtual prototype session, we don't have internet connection, so we need to go to the school, and we almost didn't get to present our ideas to the FACI, because when we reach school, every group is already presenting, so luckily like we got some chance to still presenting our idea.
I'm so happy to hear that. What would be, it would be a big waste if we cannot listen your solution, the internet connectivity. That would be the biggest challenge for you. And I understand you also went to Mereka and had your journey also. I would like to know more, right? What made your team wanted to work on this project? What would be the inspiration?
Goals. We have two goals. For one, why we make the threats? Because when the threats our goal is to make TWAPS as a prototype that can help forest department in preventing forest fire. And the second one, the beyond TY, is to prevent forest fire and eventually reduce global warming.
So you're thinking of this bigger picture, meaning you're using this opportunity given by Toyota to test the idea first?
Yes.
Do I get you correctly? So I'm thinking, right, I'm really curious to know. So now you're already working with fire department, forest department in your area. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
For now, we just been working with the forest department lah. We don't looking with the fire department yet, because all of our ideas we will tell the fire. I mean the forest department first lah.
And I can't wait. I'm already seeing one day it will be adopted all over Malaysia. Ameen, inshallah. Because I feel, what would you say the prevalence, or is it common wildfire in Malaysia? Would you like to share that a little bit on that?
From what the data we collect when we interview the forest officer, in our community, which is Raja Musa Forest Reserve, before 2019, they have a lot of forest fire happening there. But since 2019, they don't really have the fire forest happening already.
But it's better to be prepared, right, guys? Yeah. That's one thing, one important thing about preventive measures. Okay, I think we're in the right mood to move to the second segment. So what I will do, I'll give you one sound. Okay, so let's see how fast you can tell us, okay, the story that is related to that sound. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. So after that, just feel free, okay, to share your story or your experience. The sound will be then, 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 then. That's my own sound lah. Then, 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 then. Bam!
Bam!
Yeah! What in your journey that makes you go like bam?
Before session 2, we have a retail workshop during the school day. My team and I have a bad internet connection at our homes. And bam, suddenly, we were informed to present about our team idea, but we don't have, but the internet connection was so bad. So we decided at the last minute to come to the school to present our idea. Thankfully, we managed to be there just on time for our presentation.
Wow. Once you enter the school compound, it's like, bam, we are here. Something like that. So the first bam, bam, no internet, bad connection. The second bam would be bam, we made it. Wow. I'm curious. You mentioned a lot about workshop. Who organized the video workshop?
Mereka. Mereka Studio.
So how was it after going through multiple bam moments, right? So would you say your team is now more in a way braver or ready to face any bad moments? How does it change you after few bad moments, right?
Well, doing our physical prototype session, at the end we need to present our the last model of prototype to them, to the mereka. So there they teach us how to pitch our product, how to take the attention of the audience. So there we got to learn, okay, so this is how we need to present, so this is how we can take the attention of the audience.
Wow, now you are having my attention, Putri. I can feel, I can sense the fire in the way you're speaking. Keep going, okay? So I would say maybe I can give you guys the second sound. This is bonus. Normally, I would only give one sound, but I feel so passionate here with your spirit. I would give the second sound, okay? Just now, bam, right? How about gulp? Is there a moment?
Gulp.
Oh, okay. Gulp. Oh. Gulp. What would it be?
Yeah, I have two stories that make me gulp. First one is when the first day we had a meeting with forest officer to present about our plan to test our prototype in forest, Raja Musa Forest. I already worried that the officer will reject and didn't like our plan. But thankfully, the officer accepted our plan. And the second story is about our prototype programming. I'm the programmer, and when I already upload the code into the board, and we are ready to test it, but the coding sometimes work, and sometimes it have error. So I need to solve it before we test. And have one day, we already came to the forest Raja Musa, and it suddenly had error. So I need to solve it for test in Raja Musa before we get back to school.
The error only happened when you were there, not before?
Yes. Oh, in school, we already test it. It's okay. But when we go to forest, it suddenly had an error.
It loses its power.
Another story that we already charged our laptop battery and already full charge, but we came to forest and I need to solve the error, but we don't have so much time, so the battery drained and the battery also finished, so we can
this sounds like a mystical thriller. Because as you said, you already tried to charge the, maybe it drains so much out of the battery, the power, right? Perhaps.
Yes.
And listeners, you have to imagine this. They're like deep in the forest. Okay. If you check out their Instagram, and they're not simply having that access to electricity there, right? Oh my God. But I feel how it worked out at the end. It worked out at the end?
It worked out at the end.
Oh my, that's such a big gulp moment, right? But I believe all these experiences, they will stick with you guys. Not even, I feel like beyond the EY journey, I believe. Awesome. So moving to the next segment, I would like to know, if I were to ask you to pick one picture, like the one most memorable moment, and share with us, what would it be?
Every minute, every day, a lot of struggle, login, stress, sad, tired, but no matter what happen, we're gonna make this happen, and all of our hard work will pay off.
I have tissue here. I hope listeners ready. I mean, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. It's meaning it's a collective of experiences, different emotions, different learnings. Thank you so much for sharing with us that beautiful reminder. And I would like to hear from the teacher. Cikgu, how motivated, how inspired you feel after this few months journey with your Agent M's? What would be your most personal favorite moment as a teacher advisor to them?
Okay, my most favorite moment will be when we went to the forest, of course, the Raja Musa Forest Reserve. It's lots of fun. It's tiring, but there are lots of fun. We learned so much about the forest. We went deep into it's a hutan paya gambut actually. So we have to go through water, and the boys are having fun playing inside the water. So it's a very fun day actually. It's tiring, we have lots of work, but actually it's very fun.
Would you say being able to witness different, it's like a roller coaster emotion in a way, right?
Yes. As you heard before, we have problems with the coding. It's stressful, but we're having fun actually. It's a very memorable moment.
I'm also inspired, and I believe listeners also feel inspired. Life is not black and white, black or white, right? It can be a mix of colors, okay? So I think we are here. What I can learn as a representative from public is each of us community can employ a number of strategies to be more resilient in protecting our earth. Thank you so much for what you have done. And last but not least, if I ask this question, what would be your team superpower?
Our team superpower would be teamwork.
Okay, would you like to explain more?
Because why we choose teamwork as our superpower? Because we learn something new together, we struggle together, we've been tired together, we sat together, we have a lot of fun together, we also finish this prototype together, record, and we also witness all the sadness or the tiredness together. So we do a lot of things together. So that why we choose teamwork as our superpower.
Through ups and downs.
Yeah, we've been through ups and downs together.
And going through different depths, right? As you said, from the nervousness, presenting your idea to the forest department, and then was like, made it through despite the bad internet connectivity. And I believe finishing your prototype is also a big important milestone for all of you. So yeah, let's give yourself a big round of applause. Okay, so what's next? After you're working on this project, right, I believe you already inspired and in a way thinking about the bigger picture, bigger goal. What would it be? Maybe after TEY, do you have any plan? Okay, after having this opportunity by Toyota, would you stop here? Would you say that?
No, you wouldn't stop here, because maybe if our prototype or our project is successful, we might bring this to the another level. Okay. We might like sell this to the market or something.
Meaning you're thinking to impact wider stakeholders. Wow, I can't wait. Meaning you will go through another learning curve, right? Another learning journey of entrepreneurship pula. Wow, this team, I can tell they only want to go further and further. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I wish you all the best for the pitching, okay? And thank you. I feel like today's episode is inviting community to consider efficiency in preventive measures in facing natural disasters. But kata pepatah janganlah, bukan kata pepatah, this is the one that I made lah, janganlah tunggu sampai dah terjadi, right? Then only we take action, okay? So we have to think far, just like this team, right? Thinking how we can be more efficient, okay, in preventing natural disasters. Thank you guys, all the best.